I'd like to tell you a little bit about how bluegrass got started, because it's one of the very few totally indigenous American musics there is. And, you know, of course, it all comes from somewhere, and bluegrass is like every great American tradition, an amalgam of quite a few older traditions that came together in the southern mountains of the United States early in the earliest part of the last century. And fortunately, the advent of the phonograph record went concurrently with the development of, well, what you could call country or folk music here. And a young man named Ralph Peer was working in the Kansas City railroad yards, shipping mostly records of classical music in the 1920s. People like Enrico Caruso and various string quartets and symphony orchestras were recording for big companies like RCA Victor. And Ralph Peer noticed there were some small companies coming along that were recording various kinds of ethnic music, blues, and rural folk music. And he suggested to RCA Victor that they let him record this kind of music. And it was the first time that folk music got recorded by a big record company. And there were some famous historic sessions held Bristol, Tennessee, right on the Virginia line in 1927. And quite a few of the great country artists made their first records at those sessions. People like Jimmy Rogers, the Singing Brakemen, the Stoneman Family, and one of the most important of all was the Carter Family from Mesa Springs, Virginia. A.P. Carter and his wife Sarah had a beautiful voice, sang, and her cousin Maybelle, who was really inventing country guitar. And AP would travel into the rural regions, 15, 20 miles away. It'd take all day to walk there. He took an Afro-American man named Leslie Riddle, who was kind of like a human tape recorder. And he would remember the tunes of these songs, and A.P. Carter would write them down and teach them to his wife Sarah and cousin Mabel, and they recorded them for RCA Victor, and recorded about 600 of these songs in the late 20s and 30s.